identification for Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, May 1763, address as a letter to Dr. Yomi, Y-O-M-I, 583-1914. Dear Dr. Yomi, follow-up for Mrs. Miller. Who has chronic kidney disease, last visit in April. Recent lower extremity angioplasty stent, persisted wound on the right side, presently no antibiotics, no complications, isolated nausea, no vomiting, chronic diarrhea, no bleeding, good urine output, denies anti-inflammatory agents, stable dyspnea, no oxygen, smoker, no purulent material hemoptysis, denied chest pain, syncope, denied orthopnea, PND, other review system being negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. I'm going to highlight the Norvas nifedipine. I'm not sure why taking two of the same class. Diuretic Lozol, L-O-Z-O-L. Cardura, hydralazine, bicarbonate replacement. Next paragraph. Present weight 135, COPD abnormalities, few wheezes, emphysema, no pleural effusion, no pericardial rap arrhythmia, no gross JVD, no ascites, no major edema, does have poor circulation, blood pressure by nurse 120/94. Next paragraph, chemistries, July creatinine 2, which is baseline, GFR 28, stage 4, labs review. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 4. For the most part, stable, no progression, no symptoms to indicate need for dialysis. She has chronic ulcer, peripheral vascular disease treatment. Monitor blood pressure at home. There has been no need to change diet for potassium. There is no evidence of metabolic acidosis. There is a normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus. No need for binders. No need for EPO treatment. Continue present bicarbonate, present blood pressure medicines. I did not change the two calcium channel blockers as she's been taking this for a long time, but I question the need for two of the same. Continue management of emphysema. Chemistry in a regular basis, will follow with you.